Hello, my dudes. Welcome back. It is your favorite definitely human person, Lindsay Carlson. Today, we will be talking about how feminism is shown in Catcher in the Rye.
Welcome back to Carl Gay Productions.
I would like to start by saying sorry. Sorry that this is the last you'll be hearing of us for a while. So, what do we think of Holden?
He's kind of a brat.
Yeah. Anyway, how do you guys think that feminism was shown in Catcher in the Rye?
I think that Phoebe showed a lot of feminism. She always seemed really strong and brave. She wasn't afraid to tell Holden exactly what she thought and put her two cents in. I also think that Sally Hayes stood up for herself and her beliefs. She didn't go home with him or run away with him after he treated her so badly.
I agree. Sally showed a lot of strength in turning him down. I feel like Holden could be the type to easily lash out given how mad he was in Chapter 17. I feel like Phoebe was a big part of Holden's life, and she really wasn't afraid to tell him exactly how she saw it. Let's move on to questions.
Bridget from Newport.
Rhode Island. Interesting.
Yeah, she says, a prostitute is featured in the book to some people. This can be seen as incredibly demeaning. To other people, this can be seen as super empowering. What do you think? Good question.
Very good question. I really think it depends on the situation. As anyone who watches Law & Order SVU knows, there can be a lot of negative things surrounding people who are prostitutes. They could be homeless and desperate for money. They could have joined for that reason and now they're in a good place in their life financially, but they feel like they can't leave. On the other hand, some people who have gone through severe sexual trauma find it as a way to reclaim their body. Some people find it really empowering. I can definitely see where people are coming from, although I personally find it really risky because some people think that because of their job, they can do whatever they want to them. But if it helps people through their trauma, then that's great. The truth is, we don't know her story when she comes in Chapter 17, so we can't say if it's an empowering thing for her or something she feels like she has to do.
Good point. Okay, here's a question from Ryan from Scottsdale.
Where is Scottsdale?
Arizona, I think. Anyway, the question is, do you think that Holden was a feminist?
Holden shows that he does care about some women, which could make someone say that he's not completely unfeministic, but the way that he treats almost every other woman in the book shows that he is definitely not a feminist.
Yeah.
He uses girls for his own purposes and then throws them out.
If we go back to Sally Hayes, Holden wanted her to do all of the things for him, but then as soon as she told him no, Holden decided that she wasn't worth his time.
Yeah, Holden's a jerk, and based on what we see in the book, we could infer that she's not the only one that Holden has done this to. Maybe that's outlandish, but
how long do we have left?
I think we can wrap this up.
Okay.
Final thoughts?
Well, Holden is a jerk and definitely not a feminist.
Yeah, let's recap quickly. So first, there are a few characters that show characteristics of feminists.
Yeah.
And we talked about some different ways that feminism can be shown.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, that Holden is not a feminist.
Yeah.
Okay, good podcast.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Dubba dubba, dubba dubba, dubba dubba, dubba dubba, dubba dubba. Dubba dubba, goodbye from Carl Gay Productions.